Construction projects are known for their complexity and the multitude of risks they present, especially in terms of safety hazards. From towering skyscrapers to intricate infrastructure developments, the construction industry is rife with potential dangers that can pose serious threats to workers and the surrounding environment. Therefore, ensuring the safety of all personnel involved and minimizing potential hazards should be a top priority for any construction project. In this blog, we'll explore various strategies and best practices to effectively manage safety hazards in construction projects. Comprehensive risk assessment. Before embarking on any construction project, a thorough risk assessment is crucial. Identify potential hazards and assess their severity, likelihood, and potential consequences. This step will help in creating a solid foundation for a safety management plan tailored to the specific project's needs. Develop a robust safety management plan. A well-structured safety management plan is essential for addressing safety hazards. This plan should outline roles and responsibilities, emergency procedures, communication protocols, and risk mitigation strategies. Regularly review and update the plan to account for changes in the project's scope, location, and potential hazards. Prioritize training and education. Equipping workers with the necessary skills and knowledge to identify and respond to safety hazards is paramount. Provide comprehensive training sessions that cover proper equipment usage, emergency procedures, and safe work practices. Continuously reinforce safety practices through regular workshops and refresher courses. Personal protective equipment, PPE. Require all personnel on the construction site to wear appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE, at all times. This includes helmets, gloves, safety goggles, high visibility clothing, and more, depending on the nature of the hazards present. Regular equipment inspections. Machinery and equipment used in construction projects can become hazardous if not properly maintained. Implement a strict schedule for inspecting and maintaining all equipment to ensure they are in proper working condition. Address any malfunctions or defects promptly. Hazard communication. Clearly communicate potential hazards to all personnel on the construction site. Use signs, labels, and color-coded markings to indicate danger zones and precautionary measures. Regular safety meetings and toolbox talks can also facilitate effective communication about safety concerns. Implementing engineering controls. Utilize engineering controls to design out or minimize hazards. This could involve implementing fall protection systems, guardrails, barriers, and other physical measures that prevent or mitigate accidents. Continuous monitoring and feedback. Establish a system for continuous monitoring and feedback. Regularly evaluate the effectiveness of safety measures and gather input from workers regarding potential hazards they encounter. Use this feedback to make necessary adjustments and improvements. Emergency response plans. Develop detailed emergency response plans that outline actions to take in the event of accidents, fires, medical emergencies, or other crises. Conduct drills to ensure all workers are familiar with the procedures and can respond effectively under pressure. Collaboration and communication. Promote a culture of collaboration and open communication among all stakeholders, including project managers, contractors, subcontractors, and workers. Encourage reporting of near misses and potential hazards without fear of reprisal, as this information can prevent future accidents. Conclusion: managing safety hazards in construction projects requires a proactive and comprehensive approach. By conducting thorough risk assessments, developing robust safety management plans, prioritizing training, and implementing a range of preventive measures, the construction industry can significantly reduce the occurrence of accidents and injuries. A commitment to safety not only protects workers but also ensures the successful completion of projects within the allocated time and budget. Remember, safety is not an option and it's an essential foundation for any successful construction endeavor.